the entire swath of the southeastern United States is painted deepest red on the study's map, from Louisiana to Virginia.
So what you're seeing on our map is the darker areas are areas where kids are less likely to move up in the income distribution relative to their parents.
Harvard economist Raj Shetty is one of the authors of the Equality of Opportunity Project. It's one of the most comprehensive studies of income mobility ever done. And Charlotte ranks 49th of the 50 largest cities, with only Atlanta trailing. Salt Lake City ranks first, followed by San Francisco and San Jose, California. Shetty says the study didn't track the causes, but did find some correlations between cities and their ranks.
Charlotte has a smaller middle class than most other American cities. It also has more segregation. That is, the lowest income families are living in neighborhoods that are separated from higher income families to a greater degree than other cities.
Add to that a loss of manufacturing jobs, especially in the Southeast, and John Chesser at UNC Charlotte's Urban Institute says that makes it even harder to move up.
People with less education or high-level skills had a path to move into middle income, and that pathway doesn't seem to be as available now.
To widen that pathway, Chesser says the nation needs to find a new source for middle-class jobs. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.